Sudan on Monday vowed to keep on until their demands are met. This comes after the country's military attempted to break up an anti-government sit-in outside its headquarters in the capital Khartoum. Organizers said the military eventually backed off. Protester Ahmed Mustafa saying, "We are not going to leave until all our demands are met and the Sudanese people, whether old or young, are aware." The organizers have called for the immediate handover of power to a civilian government in the wake of the military coup that ousted President Omar al-Bashir last week. The U.S. Justice Department says the special counsel Russia report will be released on Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Thursday will be the long-awaited revelation, a look at what Bob Mueller's team wrote about the nearly two-year probe. The Justice Department says it will release a redacted version of the nearly 400-page report. Since Mueller turned it in late last month, officials have been scrubbing it of grand jury and other sensitive information. Barr, to date, has sent Congress a four-page letter with what he calls the report's principal conclusions. Democrats wonder how it took just 2 days to boil it down and say Barr may have filtered it to be favorable to the president. They're demanding to see the full report unsanitized. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar says she has experienced an increase in death threats in the days since President Trump posted a video critical of her comments about the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. More on VOAnews.com. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is traveling across the country, appearing at rallies and visiting towns. Guaido declared himself interim president of Venezuela in January this year, rallying support in Caracas. But the threat of imprisonment has forced him to travel secretly between safe houses and even on boats to campaign for support in other parts of the country. Guaido said Sunday aboard a boat about the potential for arrest, "I think it would be a great error of the regime. It would be a great blunder, especially with what this part of the movement represents at this stage." 54 nations, including the U.S., have recognized Guaido as the country's true president over disputed President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday from Colombia, the United States will use all economic and political tools at its disposal to hold Maduro accountable for his country's crisis and will make clear to Cuba and Russia they will pay a price for supporting him. He also said he does not think the Venezuelan people will tolerate the Maduro regime much longer. American and Taliban officials have indicated their months-long peace dialogue remains on track despite the start of the insurgent group's spring offensive. U.S.-backed Afghan security forces and insurgents have both claimed they have inflicted heavy casualties on each other since Friday when the Taliban announced its annual increase in fighting. On Monday, both sides signaled they plan to move the process forward and expected to resume discussions in Qatar before the end of April. A Chinese woman charged with bluffing her way into President Trump's Florida resort last month is expected to enter a plea in federal court on Monday. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Federal Magistrate Judge William Matthewman is scheduled to decide whether Yu Xingzhang can be released on bail today. The Chinese woman who's charged with lying to federal agents and illegal entry after entering President Trump's Mar-a-Lago club in Florida last month faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. Matt Small, Washington.
The operator of Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant began removing fuel rods Monday from one of three reactors that melted down in 2011. The Tokyo Electric Power Company said workers started removing the first of the used and unused fuel units from a cooling pool at Reactor 3. The operation was more than 4 years behind schedule. Tornadoes killed at least 5 people across the southern United States Sunday as a massive storm system moved across the region and into the nation's east coast. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
VOA 1, all the hits and more. VOA 1.